You're listening to New Technia. The dinosaurs were even unluckier than we thought. Their killer asteroid was an extreme rarity. Nickel isotopes preserved in the global clay layer left by the Chicxulub impact point to a rare CO carbonaceous chondrite as the object that struck Earth 66 million years ago. The finding narrows the asteroid's identity and suggests atmospheric dust, rather than sulfur carried by the asteroid itself, played the larger role in the mass extinction. Earth was struck by an asteroid large enough to end the age of dinosaurs. New chemical evidence suggests the object was not merely enormous. It belonged to an exceptionally rare family of space rocks. The 30-second summary. Nickel isotopes preserved in the global clay layer left by the Chicxulub impact point to a rare CO carbonaceous chondrite as the object that struck Earth 66 million years ago. The finding narrows the asteroid's identity and suggests atmospheric dust, rather than sulfur carried by the asteroid itself, played the larger role in the mass extinction. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Researchers analyzing the thin global layer left by the Chicxulub impact conclude that the most likely culprit was a CO carbonaceous chondrite, also called an Ornans-type meteorite. These primitive objects represent only a tiny fraction of the meteorites recovered on Earth. A fingerprint left after total destruction. The asteroid itself cannot be examined. It was roughly 10 to 15 kilometers wide and struck what is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula at an estimated 64,000 kilometers per hour. The impact vaporized the projectile, excavated the Chicxulub crater and scattered material around the planet. What survived is a narrow clay boundary marking the end of the Cretaceous period 66 million years ago. It contains trace elements from the impactor mixed with material blasted out of Earth's crust. The research team used high-precision nickel isotope measurements to separate that faint extraterrestrial signal. Different classes of meteorite preserve subtly different isotopic patterns, allowing scientists to compare the boundary samples with known space rocks. Why the asteroid is an oddball? Carbonaceous chondrites account for about 5% of meteorites sampled on Earth. The CO subgroup is only a small fraction of that minority. It contains some of the most primitive material remaining from the early solar system. The finding therefore suggests that the dinosaurs encountered not only a catastrophically large object, but an unusually uncommon one. Researchers say its source could lie in debris-rich outer regions of the solar system or near the outer asteroid belt close to Jupiter, although the exact route to Earth remains unresolved. It changes part of the extinction story. Scientists already have overwhelming evidence that the Chicxulub impact drove the Cretaceous-Paleogene mass extinction, which eliminated about 75% of species, including all non-avian dinosaurs. The new study does not overturn that explanation. It refines what the projectile was made of. CO chondrites contain less sulfur and other volatile material than some other carbonaceous meteorites. That makes it less likely that sulfur carried inside the asteroid was the main cause of the prolonged global cooling that followed. Instead, the researchers argue that finely pulverized debris from the sulfur-rich rocks at the impact site probably played the larger role. Dust and aerosols thrown high into the atmosphere blocked sunlight, disrupted photosynthesis, cooled the planet, and collapsed food chains. Why nickel can reveal a vanished world? Isotopes are versions of the same element with different numbers of neutrons. Their ratios act like chemical accents inherited from where and how a material formed. Nickel is useful because its isotopic signature can survive in the geological record even when the original object has disappeared. The measurement is exceptionally difficult. Only a minute part of the projectile remains inside the boundary layer, and it is mixed with an enormous quantity of terrestrial material. The conclusion is therefore probabilistic, based on the closest isotopic match, rather than a recovered fragment carrying an address label. What remains uncertain? The study narrows the impactor to a rare meteorite class, but it does not identify the exact parent asteroid or prove which region of space launched it toward Earth. Dynamical models will be needed to test possible routes from the outer asteroid belt or farther away. It also does not reduce the importance of other environmental stresses around the extinction, including massive volcanic activity in India's Deccan Traps. Scientists continue to debate how those eruptions interacted with the sudden impact winter. A tiny signal from the biggest bad day. The striking part of the discovery is its scale. A world-changing object vanished in seconds, yet a trace of its atomic composition remained distributed through clay on multiple continents for 66 million years. That faint nickel signature now suggests an unsettling conclusion. If Earth had encountered a more ordinary asteroid, or if this rare body had arrived at a slightly different time or place, the history of life could have unfolded very differently. Before we overstate the result, the finding narrows the asteroid's identity and suggests atmospheric dust, rather than sulfur carried by the asteroid itself, played the larger role in the mass extinction. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.